Hachette Audio presents House of Robots, Robot Revolution. Written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. Read by Jack Patterson. Chapter 1. You'd think a house full of robots would run like a well-oiled machine. You'd be wrong. I mean, it used to run that way, but lately, everything seems a little out of whack. Take, for instance, the Grumatron 4000. It's a high-tech, fully automated robot that's programmed to dry my hair in 10 seconds flat. But today, instead of blowing hot air, the Grumatron nearly sucked all the hair off my head. I almost had to go to school bald. Maybe the Grumatron thinks it's a vacuum cleaner, too. I need to talk to Mom about that. I'm Sammy Hayes Rodriguez, and all of the bots in my house were designed and engineered by my mother, Dr. Elizabeth Hayes. She's kind of the absent-minded professor-slash-genius type. I'm sure it'll take her all of 10 seconds to debug the hairdryer once she gets around to it. Meanwhile, at 7:25 a.m., it's off to my sister Maddie's room for breakfast and a quick game of Spine Spinner Trivia, another invention of Mom's that makes it easy to exercise our minds and bodies at the same time. The Breakfastinator whips up today's special. Blueberry pancakes with sausage patties, melted butter, and hot maple syrup. We wolf down our food and don't really pay too much attention to the fact that our blueberries taste like raisins and the melted butter tastes like burnt cheese and the maple syrup smells like onions. Guess the Breakfastinator is on the fritz too. Well, doesn't matter. We're too excited about playing Spine Spinner Trivia, where, if you get an answer wrong, you have to twist your body like a pretzel on a mat decorated with flashing pads of colored light. Since the mat's a robot, named Matt, of course, it asks the questions, too.
Maddie, which city is nicknamed the Windy City?
Barks Matt's robotic voice, which Mom modeled on my gym teacher, Coach Stringer.
Chicago, answers Maddie.
Correct.
Sammy, according to the rhyme, who picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Peter Piper.
Sorry.
The correct answer is Peter Pan.
No, it's not, says Maddie.
Yes, it is,
insists the Robo-Matt.
Left hand to red square, Sammy.
But
drop and give me 10.
$10?
10 push-ups.
Alrighty-o. Need to talk to Mom about the glitch in Matt's operating system, too. But not right now, because it's time to head to school.
Come on, Sammy,
hollers Dad from downstairs.
Come on,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?